Good evening, Eagle Country, and thank you for tuning in to another edition of Crunch Time here on your hometown radio station. It's presented by Ortho Sensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries. You can learn more about their great services at orthosensi.com. Got to start off the show tonight by sending out some apologies. We do apologize for the technical issues we've been dealing with this afternoon, but we do appreciate everybody that is tuning in online right now at EagleCountryOnline.com and or on the free Eagle Country 99.3 app. And of course, this show that we are recording tonight will be posted on our website tomorrow as well. So everyone's going to get ample opportunity to listen to the Lawrenceburg Lady Tigers, who is our featured guest this evening. They are in the house, and we are going to get to them in just a couple of minutes, but a few things to get to before we talk to Coach White and his Lady Tigers. And I know this is a show about high school sports, but how can I not talk about the Cincinnati Bengals? I'm wearing my orange and black today, one for the Bengals and their playoff success, and also because the Lady Tigers are in the house tonight. But the Bengals have done it again, knocking off the top seed in the AFC, the Tennessee Titans, on Saturday, 19-16. Great job by the defense, forcing three turnovers in this game. What can you say about Evan McPherson hitting three field goals, including the 52-yard game winner? That's a rookie, folks. My goodness, the ice in his veins. And if you haven't heard, Joe Burrow told the story after the game. Evan McPherson takes his final warm-up and then kind of looks over to the Bengals sideline and says, "Well, boys, I guess we're going to the AFC Championship." That was before he made the kick. So I like the swagger from our young kicker here in the Queen City as well. But also like the no more underdog narrative that Joe Burrow's been talking about. The team's been saying, "Why not us?" And they have changed that to "It is us" as they've advanced to the last four in the NFL playoffs. You don't get there by luck. Certainly you need a little luck, but they are really, really good football team that is trying to prove they are the very best in the league. So big question is now, can they beat Kansas City for the second time? They'll have to do it on the road. I believe with Joe Burrow leading the charge, anything is possible for this Cincinnati Bengals team. Now, last week we had the South Dearborn Knights boys basketball team on, and Reese Willoughby put on his prediction hat and said that the Bengals were going to beat the Titans. He got that one right. He thought they were going to play the Buffalo Bills in the AFC Championship, and he looked like he was going to be right about three different times last night, but that didn't happen. But his Super Bowl prediction is still alive, as he thinks Bengals and 49ers for the third time in playoff history will happen in the big game. And, of course, the Bengals have made it to the Super Bowl twice, losing both times to the 49ers, so that would be a pretty cool full-circle type deal. The other scenario, if the Bengals can win the AFC Championship game, is to play the Rams, and that's where current head coach Zach Taylor came from, as he was their wide receiver coach in 2017 and their quarterback coach in 2018. Glad to have him in Cincinnati. So we'll see what happens riding this wave. It's been fun, and hopefully it will continue to be fun. The big game on the AFC Championship, 3:05 on Sunday, Bengals at Chiefs. Run down some hometown headlines real quick, and then we'll get to the Lawrenceburg Lady Tigers. Want to start with the Harrison High School freshman swimming phenom, Peyton Rossi. Seven school records already. That's pretty incredible. South Dearborn 7th and 8th grade boys basketball teams, SEI tournament champs. Special recognition to the 7th grade team for going 18-0 this season. Got to say congrats to East Central senior linebacker Hunter Soans, who just committed to Thomas More University. Leading tackler for EC in 2021, two-time All-EIAC selection as well. He's going to join Lawrenceburg's Joseph Hibbard and South Dearborn's Axel Bell at Thomas More. So a good little pipeline from southeastern Indiana schools across the river to Thomas More. Might have mentioned this on last week's show, but another congratulations to Lawrenceburg soccer star Ella McAndrew. She's going to go on to play soccer at the University of Evansville. And we also learned that Lawrenceburg baseball star Devin Fluman is going to play at Tiffin University. Hit 305 as a junior, so we'll see what's in store for him this spring. And I want to mention the Tigers boys basketball team as well. 12-4 after a big weekend. Got a tip in at the buzzer by Jackson Bobo with a win over Connor. I believe that was the first time they've knocked off Connor since the 90s, and then turned around and beat a ranked Jacksonville team on Saturday. So we are going to be carrying the Lawrenceburg-Greensburg game on Wednesday as the Tigers look to stay unbeaten in the EIAC and keep pace with the Connersville Spartans. So there you have it for hometown headlines, a little talk on the Cincinnati Bengals as well. But now it is time to turn these other microphones on and welcome in the Lawrenceburg Lady Tigers, 14-8 on the season, winners of five of their last seven, including a 43-35 win over a much-improved South Dearborn team on Saturday. We'll talk a little bit more about that particular game as the show rolls on, but a few main topics tonight. The main reason we have you here is because we wanted to celebrate your Rivertown Classic Championship from a little bit earlier this month. Also want to talk to you about your fundraiser with Columbus North, see how that went, and of course talk about the sectional draw. I'm sure you guys got your focus on not only the regular season finale this week, but some more games at Greensburg next week. Hopefully three games at Greensburg next week, Coach. All right, so Coach, why don't you get in here first, and then we'll let the girls introduce themselves. 14-8 on the season. How do you believe your Lady Tigers have been playing here as of late?
Well, I mean, we won our last game against South Dearborn, as you pointed out. We had lost our previous two against some pretty good competition in East Central and Columbus North. I thought, you know, I told them, we actually talked about it in practice tonight. I thought they played hard. I thought we played really hard against East Central and Columbus North. I think we're trending in the right direction. I think, you know, we probably learned some things last Saturday that we maybe want to clean up just a little bit before we head into this last game with Greensburg and then sectional time. But I'm really proud of these guys. I think they told them tonight, I never question their effort. We play really hard. They're a great group. They're a ton of fun to be around. I have fun with them. I hope they have fun with all of us as well. But you know, just I feel really good about our chances, and I think if we stay together, you know, hopefully good things are going to happen.
All right, let's let the ladies introduce themselves. We'll go around the horn here. Some of you know what the deal is. We want to know your name, what year in school you are, and I'm going to throw a curveball at you. I want to know what you want to be when you grow up. If you're undecided, you can say undecided. So,
my name's Lizzie Reeder. I'm a junior forward, and I'd like to do digital media marketing when I grow up.
There you go. All right. You might get a job here at Eagle Country.
My name's Molly Stoyer. I'm a junior as well, and I'd like to be a real estate attorney.
All right.
My name is Nicole Howes. I'm a junior as well, and I'd like to do something with psychology.
Very good.
My name's Hannah White. I'm a senior, and I'm planning on going into dental hygiene.
All right. Awesome.
My name is Shelby Maddox. I'm a senior, and I'm going into motorsports marketing.
Oh, very nice. Nice.
I'm Kirsten Cross. I'm a senior, and I'm going to be a sports manager.
Very good. A couple more.
I am Cambria Clawson. I am a junior as well, a guard, and I am undecided.
There you go.
I'm Chloe Meyer. I'm a senior, and I plan on becoming a physician assistant.
Very good. Nicely done, ladies. That was that went better than expected. So you're off to a good start. So let's talk about the Rivertown Classic here now. Six straight Rivertown Classic championships. Can you kind of put that into words, how much that means to you? One, that you've won it every single year that you've been there, seniors. And two, you're kind of carrying on a tradition that started before you started playing varsity basketball.
It was just like we always get really excited to play in the Rivertown, at least personally. I do. I know all of us. We get like really excited, and it's like kind of like a goal for us. Like, let's keep winning Rivertown. Let's keep winning it. Like, we've won it so many years. Like, it's just kind of like we just want to keep winning it, and it's a great experience. Like, I don't know. Cutting down that net just feels really good.
Anybody want to add on to that? Seniors? Six in a row. You got to have some type of thought about it. And the two-time MVP right here as well. Yeah. How about that?
It was kind of, I kind of go for that. As, like, especially after last year, like, seeing that I heard, like, hearing that I got it was kind of, like, surprising, because I think, like, if there was MVP, I think we should all, like, get it as a team, because, like, I couldn't do it without everybody. Mm-hmm. And then this year, if it wasn't for everybody again, I wouldn't be able to do it. But, like, that's our main goal, is to win Rivertown. After so many years of winning it, it's just like that's what we expect to do at this point.
And so we want to keep checking off that box. We also have an All-Rivertown selection in Lizzie. First time on the All-Rivertown team. How'd that make you feel? Step on up there.
I was very honored. Just like Kirsten said, I couldn't do it without my teammates getting me the ball and me getting rebounds, dishing the ball out to them. So it's not always stats that matter, but when it comes to stats, I couldn't do it without them, and I couldn't get the selection without them.
All right, very good answers there. Coach, we want to hear from you as well. I know we talked a little bit after the game on the air, you know, trying to put those six championships into perspective. It was hard to do maybe in the moment now that you've had some time to think about it. That's a really impressive stretch, and you're beating some good teams while doing it as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, one thing holds true, and I think I remember saying this, was we just had a lot of good players. And I think, you know, they go out, they respond to what we're asking them to do. And over those 6 years, we've just had a lot of really good talent and kids that have bought into what we're trying to do. And as they all said, it's just one of them things, like, you know, we don't mean this arrogantly, but we expect to win it. I mean, we expect to go down there, and we feel like with a lot of things that we do, and we say this, is somebody has to take that from us. And that's what I told them. I said, this is your, regardless of what we've done in the past, you won it last year, so you're the defending champ. And someone has to take this from you. And so we kind of try to take that mindset when we show up down there, and in most games in general, that if we play the way we're supposed to play and do the things we're supposed to do, we feel confident about going out there and competing with teams if we don't do the silly things that beat us. So, you know, I'm just really proud of the kids, and it says a lot about our program, I think.
Yeah, and I've not seen anything like that. I mean, I've been watching the Rivertown Classic since the very first one. My brother was on that first Lawrenceburg boys team, the one, the very first one. I played in a few myself. I never got to climb the ladder and cut down the net there. So the fact that you ladies have been able to do that year in, year out, if you keep that going, it's going to just continue to be more and more special. So congratulations to you for sure. Now, one thing that you did in that first round game against Rising Sun, I think on paper everyone would assume Lawrenceburg's a stronger team statistically and all that. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to Rising Sun, but you put them down early, 16-4 at the end of the first quarter. That's something you're going to want to keep doing as you're looking forward to getting into the sectional. How important is that to kind of not only have the experience of getting up early, but knowing that that's something that you need to do in playoff type situations?
No doubt. I think I tell them this all the time, whether that, you know, takes seed or not. But before we leave the locker room, most times I say, let's go out and set the tone on the defensive end. All right, let's get after people. A lot of times our offense comes from the work that we do on the defensive end. And I think, you know, it's just really tough. I think if you're able to get out on a team and hold them to as few points as possible, obviously, but something maybe below their average, it starts putting pressure on the other team. And I think, like, you just try to kind of impose your will on that end. And we talk about it. It's just go get rebounds and play defense, and I think the rest will take care of itself.
And you were really, really good in that first game defensively in the Rivertown Classic. You held Rising Sun to 20% shooting. They were 111 from three-point range. So, girls, I'll turn it back over to you, whoever wants to speak here. What is it that makes your defense so good? Or it can be so good. What is it about you ladies that you just come together on that end, it seems like? Lizzie?
Well, in practice, we really emphasize our defense. And over my 3 years at Lawrenceburg, I feel like every year we just really emphasize being good on the defensive end. We have good closeouts. We get good gaps. We get to the helpline. We do everything that we need to do to play good defense.
Great answer. And I've also noticed ball pressure, too, specifically in those Rivertown games against some pretty good guards with Hannah and Cambria kind of leading the charge there. Can you talk a little bit about how much you like just making offensive players feel uncomfortable?
I honestly get really nervous when I do it because I don't.
You're afraid you're going to foul or something?
I'm afraid I'm going to foul or they're going to break my ankles or something. So, but it does feel really good when you get the ball from them and you can go score a layup and stuff like that.
There you go. And moving on to that second game in the Rivertown Classic, it was the third straight year you ran into Switzerland County. They do a fantastic job with their program. In particular, we talk a lot about the Duval sisters when we talk about Switzerland County, and they are very, very good players. Can score in bunches, and basically 2 years in a row did a really good job of limiting their production. And coach and players, you both can kind of answer this, but that was kind of the key to the game in the championship, was it not? Anybody want to jump on that? And Kirsten, were you I don't think you were initially assigned to one of the Duval sisters, but maybe through the midst of the game got switched on to them?
Yeah, at first I was not supposed to be guarding her. I kind of don't know what happened. It was just a quick switch off. And then I think at first, because, like, my arms are long, and I kind of think I just, like, scared her. I want to say I, like, scared her, but I definitely, like, yeah. Obviously, like, if you have somebody long in front of you, you're going to be, like...
It can make you uncomfortable.
Yeah. So, as soon as I got up on her, it just felt like I was rattling her. So, like, she would, like, quickly pass off the ball to one of her other teammates and then get it back, and then it'd be the same thing, and then pass off again. So, our main goal was to just shut those two down, because knowing those two, they can shoot a lot, and I feel like those are their main go-to people. Mm-hmm. So, knowing if we had pressure on those two, it would just... rattle all of the team together.
All right, I want to talk about a teammate that's not in the room tonight, Miss Natalie Kaniga, who came off the bench in that championship game and scored 8 points, just some instant offense off the bench. I joked on the broadcast she has a much better shot than her dad, Coach K. So somebody give me a rating. Has anybody seen Coach K shoot a jumper in here?
Yes.
Who's seen? He's the free throw king?
He likes to lay claim to that.
I was going to say, can someone just give me a rating 1 to 10 on Coach K's jump shot?
He would want a 10, but nothing's perfect, so an 8.
An 8, wow. Okay, that was a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
Shelby said she'd give it a 4.
All right, so, yeah, okay. I think 4 is probably the right call there.
We'll go back to school.
We had to have some fun with Coach K, but what about Natalie coming off the bench in that big moment as a freshman? That was a big boost in that game because you guys were a little slow out of the gate offensively.
I think that she really stepped up, and that can be very, like, nerve-wracking, stepping up as a freshman and playing in, like, a championship. But she handled the pressure very well, and I think she made all the shots she took.
She did.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Like, across the baseline, she had some pretty nice jumpers, and she really stepped up and did what she needed to do out there.
Somebody else that I noticed stepped up in the Rivertown was Miss Nicole over there, who was hitting some outside shots. I mean, that is helping the offense tremendously, helping spread the floor. Cole, what would you rate your jumper? Is it higher than Coach K's 4?
I would think so.
All right. And tell us a little bit about your experience at the Rivertown, you know, stepping up and making some big shots off the bench.
When I first went in there, I was very nervous because, of course, I didn't want to mess up in a championship game. But just being with the team and getting to win, it was very exciting. And I'm glad I got to be a part of it.
Nice. And, Coach, I'm sure you are liking to see some of that, some of the points off the bench. That's always a big help in any type of game.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, you just don't know what Natalie's going to do. So, you never know. All right? She might wreck somebody. She might make some jumpers. She might foul somebody. Who knows? But in all seriousness, she did a really good job, stepped up and did what was asked of her. We you know, her role is pretty well defined. We ask her to do a few things and try to do them as well as she can. She typically steps up. Just to point out everybody else here, I think there's not a kid in here that cannot hit a bucket, you know, if they're given that opportunity. So I think that's one of the great things about our group is we do have a few kids, maybe 3 of them that probably have led us typically in scoring. But, you know, some of the stuff that Cam's able to do defensively, Hannah defensively, Nicole's hitting those shots, Molly and Shelby stepping in big roles to do the things that that they're capable of doing. You know, we've always said that MVP and the Rivertown team, going back to that kind of stuff, it's typically based on offense. It's not always what wins you the game. Mm-hmm. Right? Those people that come in and, you know, play defense like we're supposed to and you know, maybe limit the other team like these two guards have done a lot this year. You just don't notice that, but we as coaches and a staff and as a team know that, you know, those are really, really big keys to winning to any kind of ball game.
Well, I got the opportunity to call both of your games at the Rivertown. I can tell you it looked like a complete team effort from where I was sitting. So congratulations once again. I do have to ask, because no one ever brings a trophy through here. Where is it? Is it already in a trophy case somewhere?
It's sitting up in the – there's a – kind of in the athletic area and of our office area. There's some windows that sit kind of level with the plaza out there by the football field, and current wins go up there, and then after the fact, they send it out to the trophy.
All right, cool. I just thought I'd ask because no one ever brings the trophy around, you know. So, well, maybe you can bring a different trophy in a week time or so. We'll get to that in just a second. You're listening to Crunch Time, presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Ron Auer, Dr. Brian Whistle, and Dr. Roman Trimba, conveniently located right here in Lawrenceburg, so it's easy to find the orthopedic specialist you need. So, getting away from the Rivertown Classic talk, you get right out of the Rivertown, beat a Jacksonville team that's really, really good, ranked highly, and 1A beat them by 10, and then you play Columbus North and East Central. You kind of alluded to that a little bit earlier, Coach. That was a tough stretch of games right there with those three teams that have been kind of highly ranked in their respective classes. So what did you kind of learn through that stretch going 1-2, obviously with the losses to EC and Columbus North?
Well, even in the win against Jacksonville in those three-game stretch, I learned that we turned the ball over still too much. Even though, you know, we played well and we had chances in that Columbus North game, again, I would say our defense, you know, East Central was really good, and they took us out of a lot of what we wanted to do offensively. They made it really, really hard for us to get the ball where we wanted to get it, and they knew that, so, you know, all credit goes to them. But I still think also, you know, we did handle the full court pressure decently, same with Columbus North. But if you go back to the defensive side of the ball, we hold both of those teams well below their season average. Mm-hmm. And we knew if we had any chance of winning, that was going to have to happen. We could not get in an up-and-down game with them. So I think, you know, I learned that, you know, when we score the ball, like I think in that Jacksonville game, we had three kids in double figures. We're really tough to beat, all right? And then I think I also know that when we play defense the way we're capable of, we give ourselves a chance. So we still talk about it quite a bit as far as turning the ball over. I think it's pretty well known, but just about anybody that talks to us talks about it. We turn it over too much, and we say it in the locker room, but we've been our own worst enemy. So we talk about not somebody has to beat us. We feel like when we turn the ball over too much, we're making it easier for someone to beat us, you know. So we don't want to make it any easier than necessary. And going to Greensburg for this last regular season game and then sectional time, I think it's one of them things that we're going to have to really be better at if we want to bring one of them trophies like you talked about that are shaped like the state of Indiana.
Yep. And not to bring the Bengals talk too much back into the show, but you kind of sound a little bit like the Bengals because they've talked about the only time they've lost this year is when they've shot themselves in the foot with turnovers and things like that nature. So there is a little bit of a parallel there. But for the girls, going back to some of these games against East Central and Columbus North, teams that have been highly ranked in Class 4A, really, really good teams, you did hold them below that scoring average that they normally are at. Does that give you some confidence moving forward into this final regular season game and sectional, knowing that you can kind of rely on your defense a little bit? I know that's kind of, is that an elaborate question?
Well, I mean, I think most coaches would probably say football, basketball, whatever. If you can play defense, you give yourself a chance, right? I mean, you got to limit the other team's best scores. Try to do the best you can on that end. So yes, I feel like playing defense is one of them things. Like Lizzie pointed out, we do spend a lot of time on. We kind of harp on it. You know, on the flip side of that, we've kind of cemented, I think, you know, how we want to play defense and how we will play defense. The next step is we spend a lot of time tonight just kind of on our motion offense and moving and spacing and trying to take care of the basketballs, because I think that will really be a big piece to us doing big things.
Well, I want to talk about off the court for that Columbus North game. Kind of came together to raise some funds. It was all about breast cancer awareness and helping out some of the folks that are going through that terrible disease. Is there anybody that wants to talk a little bit more about the fundraising efforts and how successful that was?
I thought that we all really chipped in and did a part in it as well. Like, it was kind of like a team bonding thing at the same time as well, like getting it set up and like decorating. And I thought it was a great experience. It all went to a good cause. And I mean, it was a great time for all of us, I felt like. I mean, the game didn't turn out how we wanted it, but we did raise a lot of money for those that needed it. So
that was definitely one of those situations where both teams were winners off of the court for doing something special like that. Anybody else want to weigh in on the fundraising effort with Columbus North? If not, we can move on to the next one.
Well, I think, Coach, you know, like Chloe just said, I mean, we said this, everybody was a winner that day for a lot of the different reasons. Really proud of the kids and their chipping in. Can't say enough about what Coach Reeder did. I mean, he was kind of the spearhead of this whole thing, and he did a wonderful job of coordinating between Columbus North and us and getting this together. So anytime I think, you know, we as humans can do something that, you know, is bigger than that game of basketball, and we get so caught up in it, believe me, I know, you got to walk away feeling like, you know, you did a good thing, and like Chloe said, if we can help people that have suffered from that terrible disease, then, you know, That, to me, that's pretty awesome.
I do have to mention one other fundraiser. Do we have some Hill Gabbard No Shave February going on, Coach?
We do. We do, yeah. And I had a little scruff going on, so they said, you know, I could just kind of let that go. So we'll see how long I can really go. I'm not too much on just letting it get like a grizzly Adam.
So we are playing along here at Eagle Country 99.3. We're not obviously a part of the contest, but just in support of the cause. So growing it out a little bit. It's not going to look good, but the big thing that I'm doing is growing out the hair on my head because shave it about every other week.
Well,
so I'm going to be looking a little rough on the 18th over at Lawrenceburg for that boys basketball game. But I thought I'd mention that quickly. We do have a bunch of information about that over at EagleCountryOnline.com. So let's move into the final segment of our show. We do want to talk a little bit about this sectional. I know you guys got a big game with Greensburg coming up on Thursday, essentially going to be the third place game in the EIAC, which is not a bad place to be in a really tough conference. I know had the goal set a little higher, but a chance to win against a good team and build some momentum going into sectional play next week.
Yeah, no doubt. It's not going to be easy. Greensburg's got a great program. They're going to come after us. It's their home court. I'm sure they're prepping for sectional, just like everybody else. I mean, we talked about that tonight. We know we got Greensburg, but there's one eye looking there and one eye maybe looking a little bit down the road to getting ready. And there's always the potential there with Greensburg. If both of us take care of what we want to in the first round, that we would see each other again. So, you know, that doesn't happen if we don't take care of business with Connersville first.
And, right.
You know, they played us really tough the first time at home. They've recently had some pretty close games with some good competition. So we know it's going to be tough. I feel like these kids, I mean, we're really trying to impress upon them that, you know, we look tonight up at the banner, and it's not been 1981 since the Lady Tigers have won a sectional. And we've played for that thing, seems like a lot of years, several times
in recent memory.
Yeah, and we've been really close. We've lost one to Greensburg in overtime just a few years back. You know, it's a huge goal. I think it would be a huge, huge thing for these kids to be able to recognize. And I told them they're going to put a number up on that banner if we win it, but they're going to remember these names. These will be the girls that are remembered for getting that done. But it's one game at a time, and Connersville's first. And, you know, we're just going to have to be really good. And I hope our defense will carry us into that spot, and we'll take care of the ball and score.
All right, this next question can be as simple as a yes or no question. If you want to elaborate on it a little bit more, you can. Are you excited to have an opportunity to play at the sectional site with this final regular season game happening at Greensburg on Thursday? Does that you know, help you in any sort of way going into the tournament next week?
I'm going to go ahead and answer and say yes for everybody because
there we go.
nobody else will answer it. But it'll let us get a feel of, obviously, like the energy that is going to be in the gym. Knowing Greensburg, they have a lot of people that come to the games. And so you have to think about it. There's going to be more and more people from, obviously, the other teams that are going to be there. So I think just playing in that the gym on Thursday, it'll like let us get the feel and be able to go ahead and adapt to the energy.
I like it. And, I mean, I know you've played there before in prior seasons, but I can't hurt being able to go out there, play a game, and, you know, shoot shots at the rim in that gym and stuff. So, yeah, I thought that'd be an interesting question to ask. So, Get the sectional draw last night. You mentioned you got Connersville in the first round. Maybe a potential matchup with Greensburg in the semifinals. It's a one game at a time thing, but are you relishing the chance to perhaps play Rushville in the championship game again this season? Simple yes or no?
Yes.
There we go.
I mean, if you look back at our game, we had a chance. We had many chances to win it, and we were probably plagued by turnovers in that game too. I think I saw in huddle we had like a 19 differential in us versus them in turnovers, which is crazy. So that's like 19 empty possessions. And I know we've been emphasizing free throws and just executing our offense better, good defense. So we can just put it all together. I think we could be very successful.
Very good. That was a nice answer. So a couple more questions to round out the show. Hopefully these will be a little bit more on the fun side, and we'll just kind of get away from the X's and O's of the basketball stuff. Who is the funniest or goofiest person on this basketball team?
I was voted funniest on a Google form.
We did make a Google form for this. Lizzie and Molly took the time.
Official vote.
Yeah, Lizzie, Yes, I don't remember. Lizzie and Molly sent out Google Forms for us all to answer. And it was just about who's the meanest, the nicest, the funniest. I got the meanest. I don't know why.
Who got the nicest then?
Hannah White.
All right. Molly, do you agree with the goofy, funny
Absolutely. You do not want to be around Lizzie and I in practice if you're trying to be serious.
I regret shooting my free throws with them every time
trouble.
At practice. I cannot make a single one because they have me sitting there laughing the entire time.
Someone was voted the worst driver.
Anonymously.
Anonymously, but not so anonymously.
It was a very unanimous vote.
She voted for herself, clearly.
All right, that's good stuff. Okay, we'll go back onto the court. Who's the loudest communicator on the court?
Me.
Lizzie. Oh.
It might be me and Lizzie total, but...
Well, sometimes my communicating is like screaming random things that don't even make sense, so...
Yeah, Lizzie makes random noises.
Okay, I don't know if that's the communication coach wants on the floor, but I just thought I'd ask that one.
Well, at least you know, Lizzie's there, but sometimes... You know she's there at least, if she makes a noise, so it's like, you're not there really...
All right, then a couple of you can answer this. Do you have a favorite game from the season so far or anything that maybe didn't go so well that's still kind of sticking in your mind that you'd like to maybe have a chance to erase?
Favorite game?
Who's got a favorite game from the season?
Yeah, beating Charlestown was nice, getting revenge
Charlestown
on them.
Was good.
Yes.
That's good.
Even though I was getting screamed at by some parents, but it was...
Oh.
And that might be my favorite one.
That might even make it even better.
It was a great moment.
All right, so we'll go with the Charlestown game. All right. And I was going to ask the trivia question, when was the last time Lawrenceburg Girls won the sectional? But 41? You guys are already well aware of that. So could you just describe in a word or few what it might mean to you to break down that barrier and win a sectional championship this year?
It would mean everything. I know a lot of the soccer girls or volleyball girls have won a sectional before, but in the state of Indiana, to win a basketball sectional, it would really mean everything. So I think winning a sectional would put a cherry on top of the season.
I think that's a great answer, maybe a great way to end it. We really appreciate you coming through yet again this year. Another edition of Crunch Time featuring the Lawrenceburg Lady Tigers. We wish you the best of luck against Greensburg on Thursday and, of course, at the sectional next week.
Thanks, Travis. We really appreciate the opportunity, and anytime these kids can be recognized for what they do, I think it's awesome.
And one final announcement from me that regards the Lawrenceburg Lady Tigers basketball program. For the last couple of years, we have followed East Central at the sectional. We will be at Greensburg next week to cover the Lawrenceburg Lady Tigers. So,
and of course,
the other area teams as well.
Sure.
But you're a part of that, and we will be a part of it as well. So we're looking forward to being out at Greensburg on Tuesday night is going to be the opener against Connersville. We will be there. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
All right, another edition of Crunch Time. Great job by the Lawrenceburg Lady Tigers. Got some great futures. They talked about what they wanted to be when they grow up. They talked about wanting to win a sectional championship, and they just might do it. We'll see what happens next week out at Greensburg. Thank you so much for listening to Crunch Time, presented by OrthoCincy Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. So long and good night.